And welcome to the Tales of Longbox podcast. This is episode 320, spotlight on Dynamite Comics, the Librarians number one, circa 2017. I am Chris Mosby.
You are Chris Mosby. It's
yes,
true.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
It's no lie. I'm Caleb Gerard still, and we don't know where Murray is. Murray was captured by Sasquatch.
He may have been.
He may have been. He's it's like in that episode of $6 Million Man or Bionic Woman where Sasquatch was part of an alien race.
I haven't watched that one in a long time.
Actually, he was a robot from an alien race.
Yes, that's true. I remember that.
Oh, God.
And who are you, sir?
I'm old. That's who I am. I'm old.
Oh,
I'm Caleb Gerard.
Yes, aren't we all?
I'm still Caleb.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know why this. I've watched only a couple episodes of the show that this comic book is based on, but I really, really, really enjoyed the three TV movies with Noah Wiley and Bob Newhart and Jane Curtin and various female love interests that Noah Wiley had. I thought it was.
Let's see. She's not Rebecca Romaine Stamos anymore. She's not married to him. She's married to. She's married to that guy from Stand By Me and Sliders. I can't think of his name.
His name is Jerry O'Donnell.
That's it. That's who she's married to now.
Yes. He went from being the goofy little fat kid on Stand By Me to the hot leading man who, oh my God, last year I think they tried to reboot the Munsters and he was the Herman Munster character.
Get out of here. I hadn't heard that one.
It was awful. I watched
like
10 minutes of it. It was so bad. It was like the monster. It was like as if they were in the real world. And it was not.
Wow. That took me. I have not heard of that at all. Wow. That's terrible, man.
Yes. When you really want to go down the black hole of the internet, read up on it.
I might have to.
So, in any case, she plays the. She's not the love interest on this show, but she's the badass on the TV show, The Librarians, Rebecca Romaine, whatever she goes by. Who I would prefer to think of her as Mystique from the first two X-Men movies. So.
Yeah, she hasn't had good luck with movies, has she?
I don't know. I mean, that's not so bad. I mean,
I admit. It's not bad. Let's see who else we got on the show.
John Larroquette.
Yes, he is.
He's the voice of Reason. He's the voice of Reason character.
Oh, wow. Jonathan Frakes, who played Riker, directed 9 episodes. He's a lot better.
He's a producer on the show.
Yeah, he's a lot better director than he is actor, unfortunately.
And then there's that guy that. There's a group picture, but the one with the oil worker guy, he was on that show Leverage with that went away recently. So
yeah, one of those guys was he was on Angel for a while too. I think it's the same guy you're talking about, but
the white guy,
yeah,
or the Asian guy, yeah,
okay. Yeah, the white guy, yeah. A tough looking dude.
So let me read this thing real quickly here. So, hidden beneath the Metropolitan Public Library, the librarians dedicate their lives to protecting an unknowing world from the secret magical reality hidden all around them. For the past 10 years, Flynn Carson has served as that protector, the librarian, and now to aid him in his duties, the library has recruited 4 people who from around the world. Which is bullshit because they're all English or American, by the way, including Eve Baird, a highly skilled counterterrorism agent who is responsible for protecting the group and keeping them all alive. Jake Stone, an Oklahoma oil worker with an IQ of 190 and an encyclopedic knowledge of art history. Cassandra Shunan, a quirky young woman with a special gift of auditory and sensory hallucinations linked to memory retrieval known as Synthesire. And Ezekiel Jones. Hold on.
What?
My internet just went kabloo.
Okay. Still here. On my
Yeah,
end.
no, it's my what do you call it? My Whoa, that's just so weird. That's just the weirdest buggery thing. Hold on, bear with me, people. So
All right.
Ezekiel Jones, he's a thief who is he's the comic relief on the show.
Yes.
Let me see, overseeing the new team of librarians is the somewhat cantankerous Jenkins, an expert in ancient lore who has been working for the library out of the library's branch office for longer than anyone knows. This new group works together to solve impossible mysteries, fight supernatural threats, and recover powerful artifacts from around the world. So that's the premise of the TV show. The original thing was there were three TV movies that were kind of goofy versions of Indiana Jones with Noah Wiley of ER fame as the
Yeah, he's apparently.
overly.
I didn't realize it's been on this long. This is fourth season coming up.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a fun. I like the TV
Yeah, I've
movies.
seen all of
They're
those. They were
fun.
good.
Yeah, they were fun. They were better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be stupid. I don't know why. I watched the original one because it had Bob Newhart, who I
Yeah.
am a huge fan of,
Yeah.
and Jane Curtin, who I in her younger days I would not have kicked out of bed, but
Gotcha.
and then Noah Wiley. I had zero care about him one way or another, but anyhow, it was fun. And then they succeeded, and they decided to stop the movies, but they made an ongoing TV series with, I don't know, it's on TNT or TBS
Yeah,
or
it's
one
on
of those.
TNT. I'm looking at the IMDb entry right now. Yeah, it looks like Noah Wiley's on it sometimes. He did 16 out of the 30 somewhat episodes, huh? He was on some of it.
50% of the time. And then, so this comic is written by Will Pfeiffer, drawn by Rodney Buscemi, colors by Wesley Manuel, lettered by Troy Petrie, and edited by some people. And it's got different covers showing different characters
Of
and
course
blah,
it
blah,
does.
blah, blah, blah.
It's a Dynamite comic. Of course it's got more than one cover.
And it's got photo covers, two of
Oh,
them.
wow. Yeah, we saw that. The copy I
Pretty cool.
have has got all the covers.
Yes, and it's got Rebecca Romaine Stamos or whatever she calls herself
Yes,
nowadays in it.
she dropped the Stamos. I looked it up. It's just Rebecca Romaine now.
All right, so I'll take it for a little bit, and then you jump in. I'm enjoying that round robin thing. This
Yes,
is
me too.
it's a wordy comic. I will say that from the get-go. So we're in a lecture hall. We're getting a little lecture about luxury type things. Petroglyphs, ancient drawings so colossal they can only be seen from high in the air, yet these were created thousands of years before the Wright brothers' fateful flight. What could possibly explain their presence? And we're getting an auto there's a slide, basically a slide presentation, what we oldsters would sit through, but now it's this is probably a video that they're watching at in a lecture hall.
Yes.
The painting, what could possibly explain their presence? This painting of the Nativity dates back to the 14th century, more than 500 years before man landed on the moon, and yet we clearly see it depicts a man from our own era witnessing the birth of Christ. So off in the left-hand corner of this painting of Mary and Joseph praying over the baby Jesus, there's a person. And they should have emphasized that in the art. I'm just saying, but whatever. And somebody's saying
Oh yeah, I
off
see it
panel. Here.
now.
Yeah,
It's right above
guy
the
over
speech
there.
balloon, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. And Pet, yeah, they again the editor should have changed the focus of the picture, but and somebody's griping, really, Flynn, really? And the lecture continues. Sheer coincidence, ancient artistic prank, or incontrovertible proof that powerful forces not only somehow witnessed our history, but also had a hand in shaping it. And the bitching continues. He managed to find a free night to do anything, anything not related to saving the world from certain doom. And you choose this, a film festival honoring an obvious scam artist. And Flynn says, he's not who they're honoring, Eve. That's just Oscar Orville, the narrator, Sol Schick. He's the man behind the scenes, the brains of the operation, the writer, the director, the producer, the visionary. And we have three of the main characters here. We have Cassandra Cillian, who smells colors and tastes numbers and stuff, whatever. And Flynn Carson, that's the Noah Wiley guy. He's the veteran librarian. He saved the world several times. And there's Colonel Eve Baird, who saved Flynn several times.
Yeah.
Actually, I like that wording there. That's cool.
Yeah.
And the narration continues, braving the stormy shores of Loch Ness to catch a fleeting glimpse of its elusive monster. And the bitching person says, elusive? Flynn, this is ridiculous. We have the Loch Ness monster. It's in the large collections annex. I know, Eve, but Schick doesn't know. And he made a movie about it anyway. Mm-hmm. Can't you see the fun in that? Lugging his camera to the American Northwest to bring back the truth of what resides among the deepest forests. And there's footage of Bigfoot. And Bigfoot, you've seen it, Flynn. You know it's real. And more than that, you know it's some kind of prankster. It's not some prankster in a painfully fake costume, of course. But can't you appreciate the beauty of that Sasquatch suit? You can, right, Cassandra? I don't know about beauty, but I can definitely see the humor. It's funny. This is, again, all that dialogue's happening off panel. Mm-hmm. And crossing the globe, spanning the centuries, all in an unending quest to deliver the truth that others ignored, that others feared. Soul Classics Pictures were the movies that made the 70s spectacular. And is that what this is, Flynn? Is this some sort of joke, Flynn? You're not normally one for irony, but I can't see how you can sincerely admire this. He says, no, I'm not being ironic, Eve. I assure you, I'm completely sincere. I love Sol Schick and his movies with all my heart. The narration, and bringing that magic to you, the man you came to see, the man who brought you such classics as What Lurks in Lake Champlain, The Legend of Mosquito Creek, and The Future Visitors to the Distant Past. And she's all, why, Flynn? He said, because, Eve, and this is poorly, this is, God, this editor, we got to beat this editor with a legend. It looks like he's saying, because, Eve, Mr. Solomon Schick, but the narrator is actually introducing Mr. Solomon Schick. Mm-hmm. And Solomon Schick steps out, and he's this big vandal savage-looking guy.
Yeah, that's a good,
Got the big beard and the ascot and the heavy coat. He's like Orson Welles, or
yeah, that was the word I was thinking of. The character I was thinking of. Yeah, Orson Welles. Yeah.
What's the guy from Indiana Jones and Sliders?
John Rhys Davies.
John Rhys Davies.
He played Gimli.
Yeah. So that him or him.
Yes.
And he's like, greetings, my friends. Greetings. It's been far too long. And Flynn is all, he's the man that changed my life. Sure, Noah's Ark found at last, Quarry Bigfoot, Future Visitors to the Distant Paths, those weren't just movies to me. They were my gateway to the weird stuff. And that's the only part of the reason. And that's only part of the reason we're here. Sure, I wanted to see him and see his movies, but we're supposed to be here at this theater tonight. The article promoting this event, the one that let me know it was happening. It appeared in the Clippings book this morning, and go for it.
Okay. Somebody jumps out from somewhere and is reaching out a hand for this guy and says, Traitor Judas! And Dr. Savannah from the Shazam series, it looks like.
Yes, it is.
You were trusted with history's greatest secrets, but you, Sol Schick, you betrayed that trust. And he's got some kind of stone thing, and the guy goes, Oscar, and he starts stabbing him.
Oh my God, he sure does.
You hear it, chuck, chuck, chuck. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a piece of rock maybe with a sharp end. And she, what's his name, says Eve. What's his character's name? I forget. David Titcher?
Flynn.
No, Flynn. Yes, Flynn. Flynn. And she says, I'm on it. She gets up there and she's kicking his butt. Oh, you, all of you, you have no idea what this fool has unleashed upon this world. She runs up there and thump. You know, the thought of her, that actress kicking ass, makes me want to watch this show now. So I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, again, this is a show that relies on your complete and utter suspension of disbelief.
Oh, yeah, I've watched all three of the movies, so.
Yeah, no, the show even.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Asks you to stop your disbelief, not just suspend it, but like
take it
out of the VCR and put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind that kind of thing. If you know that going into it, then it's cool. But if you don't know that and you're expecting something serious and then you watch it, it might be off-putting. But yeah, I definitely, you know, realize how cheesy it would be. But still, I like that kind of thing.
Yeah, the tongue is solidly in cheek, like with Firefly or Sliders, mm-hmm. or Greatest American Hero, you know, any of those shows that on one level could be taken slightly seriously, but if you really just have to go with it and laugh when you're supposed to. So
yeah. All right. So she slams him up against the wall. Eve does. And he says, All right, that's enough out of you. The secrets. And he goes, ma'am, the secrets, we'll take it from here. The cops show up. They must remain secret. He whispers
to the
secret.
Are the secrets remain secret?
Yes. Are they secret? Are they safe? They might be now. He just killed the guy. One of them asks Flynn, are you okay? He says, we've seen some intense things in our time, but watching your childhood hero get stabbed to death, that can't be easy. Flynn says, I'm all right. I mean, I think so. Still can't believe that just happened and right in front of us, live and in person. It's unbelievable, like something out of one of Schick's movies. No relation to the Razor Empire at all. Congratulations. You said exactly what everyone is saying on social media, Eve says. Social media already? Word travels fast. Soul Staked is trending all over the place. Cheesy nostalgia and bloody gore are apparently an unbeatable combination. Well, yeah, that's pretty true.
Good to Will Pfeiffer, Soul Staked. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Figures. Well, let's get back to the library. I can't imagine the 6 p.m. showing of Nostradamus, Eye on Tomorrow, is still going to happen. And since the Clippings book sent us here, that means we're the ones who need to solve this mystery. And then apparently the spiky thing starts glowing blue.
And by the way, real quick, the Clippings book that he is mentioning in the TV show, the ongoing series, they have a book that they can open it up, and it shows basically their next assignment in mm-hmm. the form of newspaper clippings that haven't happened, of things that haven't happened yet, or of important events in the past that are unsolved mysteries.
Yep.
So that's for those who don't watch the show. That's what keep saying Clippings books, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember that particular thing, but I figured that's what it was. Let's see. So they're talking. The thing starts glowing, and somehow it ended up in her coat.
Stealing evidence from a crime scene.
I don't know.
Awesome.
She's like, well, she says, no, it can't. So the redhead says, this can't be good. No, it can. I don't know how this got here, but we don't have time to find out. So she didn't steal it. It just appeared. At least that's what it makes what I'm getting from what she said. So maybe she didn't steal
it. Oh, yeah.
We need to get that and us out of here before our friendly neighborhood police officers notice their murder weapon is missing. Say, yeah. And she makes a phone call, and he takes the glowy spike and puts it in his coat, very mm-hmm. Doctor Who-like. And Jenkins, we need a door, and we need it now. So I assume they have some kind of door thing like planetary or whatever. Where they change scene to the library annex in Portland, Oregon, a long way from Times Square. If, that is, you obey the normal laws of science and space. Sorry, my phone. Let me mute. I thought okay. I muted it already. Mute. Thank you, sir. Somebody inside saying it's a stake or a stick or a piece of wood or something like that. I can see what it is. What I can't see is why it's here. Let's see. Ezekiel Jones, world-class thief, can get in or out of anywhere. He's used to working alone for obvious reasons, but he's trying to be a team player. He's really trying. And we got Jenkins, caretaker of the annex. A little cranky at times, but heroic deep down. And why not? Once upon a time, he was Sir Galahad. Yes, that's Sir Galahad. Oh, okay. That's new. Jacob Stone, raised in the oil fields of Oklahoma. He learned how to fight, but never how to fit in. Now he's found a group that appreciates his genius for history and architecture. It was genius for history, architecture, and all things art. Okay, so we've got everybody now.
Yes, the team is in place.
Sir Galahad, huh? Interesting. Merely being involved in a homicide, even an admittedly bizarre one, does not make something mysterious enough to fall under our purview. That's John Larroquette there, the actor, anyway. So he's, how about something that, without any explanation, disappeared from police custody and appeared in my coat? Would that be mysterious enough to qualify? I thought it appeared in her coat.
I thought it appeared in her hand.
Yeah. Cause it,
whatever.
Yeah, okay. A little confusing there. Because if you look at the picture where she's on looking at the phone, it's all right, whatever. Okay, we'll just continue. We're suspending disbelief anyway, so plot holes, we'll forget about them too. So she's got, the redhead's got some kind of funky goggles on, and she's saying, the guy asked, yes, that would meet the standard magic artifact, huh? It's magic, all right, but not like anything this detector has ever seen. The readings are off the charts. Whoever charmed this piece of wood knew what they were doing. So let's see. The oil rig guy's like saying, here's another mystery. It's not wood. Not exactly. I mean, sure, it feels like wood. It looks like wood. Feels like it, too. Like some sort of cypress, but it's not. It's not even organic. It's man-made or something made, and that's not all. Someone didn't just make this. Someone wrote on it. And see, too fragmented and faded to translate, but it looks ancient. I'd say prehistoric. But this obviously writing with some meaning to it, which means history. Okay. Bouncing back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, the continue. Let's leave this the history behind, switch categories to current events. The tech guy is talking now. Internet buzz says your stakeholder is on TV. You bootleg cable on your 19th century pre-cathode tube difference engine? Okay, that's a mouthful. Of course, how was I going to watch all AFL in the States? It's not like you can get Fox footy on this set. Quiet, you two. Here he comes.
Oh, that's right. He's English. I mean, he has an English accent on the show.
If I could do an English accent, I'd fake it, but, you know.
So when they say they're from around the world, technically, I guess, when they got the one guy from England.
Well, okay, Sir Galahad's from England, so just saying. Okay. Just saying. Ancient England, but anyway. So Dr. Savannah is actually being played by Oscar Orville today, one-time Hollywood director and narrator of Soul Schick's most famous films, was apprehended at the scene. He's expected to be arraigned tomorrow on a charge of first-degree murder. That's the guy? That little guy? He's tougher than he looks, believe me. No idea who's talking, but that doesn't matter. Mr. Orville, why did you put so much butter on my popcorn? Oh, sorry, wrong guy. Why did you murder Solomon Schick? I can't tell you that, but I can tell you this. If you're trying to solve this mystery, and I'm speaking to a very specific group of people, you should have concerns, serious concerns, grave concerns. I think that was a threat. Grave concerns. What do you say? Tomorrow we pay our respects. A great man has passed away. Seems like the proper thing to do. Okay. Wow, we've got a nice little tombstone for him with a bust and everything. And see, that's what I want. I want a bust of me on top of my tombstone because, you know, that's the only way to go.
I don't want a bust.
Not my bust. Somebody else. You know, one nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well endowed. Yeah, never mind.
little James Doohan.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, that didn't take long. So, and they're looking at it. It says, "Sweet mystery of life. At last, I found you." Is the quote. Bless you, sir.
Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry. A little dust in the library. Hey, everyone. We apologize. So,
yeah, snuck up on me.
Yeah, the
basically they're saying what we're thinking, which is that was pretty quick for them to put a gravestone together.
Well,
meta moment. They're admitting that it was quick.
Yeah, that with a bust of him and Mr. Schick or whatever. Impressive though, he must have had it ready just for waiting for the time when he'd need it. Definitely, even a trained sculptor would take weeks procuring marble, chipping, carving detail work, polishing. It can't be done quickly. And he was murdered one day ago. I still can't figure out how the police let the body get released so quickly or whom showed up to claim it. All kinds of mysteries here.
Yep.
So they continue. Say what you will about this man, Eve, but he was a born showman right up to the end, and he left us with one heck of a mystery to solve. The only one thing that's not mysterious is about who caused his death. Baird saw it, you saw it, everybody saw it. Pretty open and shut, legally speaking. There's still a mystery there. For someone who's made his living as a narrator, Orville sure isn't talking. Now, a few cryptic words to that TV reporter, and that was it. He hasn't talked since, not to the police, not to his lawyer, not to anybody. Let's see, continue. Let's try to summarize a little bit here. Well, let's see. We'll speak to him tonight when Cassandra and I pay him a visit. Why you two? Well, Colonel Baird tackled him, Flynn, a little too close to the case. Flynn's a little too close to the case, and Ezekiel can get us in. Plus, he seemed to connect with me for some reason. I think he'll talk to us. I hope so. I know there was to be a pattern to all this, but for some reason, I just can't see the big picture. Let's see.
Yeah, I wish they told us who was talking. That would have helped.
Yeah, because the speech balloons are just random, so. And
yeah, because we're 1,000 feet up in the air, looking down on a graveyard, and all we can see are nothing. We can't even see who's talking. But I think that the one who said that he connected with them
was the
redhead girl.
Yeah,
whose name I can't recall. The one who tastes sounds or whatever. And then
Cassandra, according to the IMDb page.
IMDb.
Yes.
Thank you. And the one who says, I know there has to be a pattern. That's probably Flynn.
Okay. So moving on. Let me know when you're ready to take over.
I'm good. Okay. So though he died more than 4 centuries before man set foot on the moon, is it possible that somewhere in this writings, in his writings, Nostradamus predicted this science fact that was until a few years ago mere science fiction? And we're back to looking at the hieroglyphs from earlier in the the narration by Dr. Savannah, young Dr. Savannah.
Yes, it has to be, yes.
And by taking all the animals two by two into the safety of his ark, Noah was able to save them, including the ancestors of our friend Mr. Jingles, and he's got a monkey hanging around his neck. We're looking at an old video, I guess, apparently, or old footage. Then a voice off, "Excuse me, Mr. Orville." And we've got Savannah staring at us over his glasses. He looks like Jeffrey Tambor a little bit. And he says, "Can we really write off all the evidence as a mere Sunday school story?" He's like, "Oscar, can we have a word with you?" And Cassandra and Ezekiel have broken in. They've got their ninja gear on. They're in the prison talking to Oscar, who's on a prison bunk. And Cassandra says, "Hello, Oscar. My name is Cassandra. Cassandra Cillian. My friend here is Ezekiel Jones." And Ezekiel's like, "Those ducks were filthy. Another hour and I could have figured a cleaner way to get anyhow. Not important right at this moment, Ezekiel. Oscar, we were wondering if we could talk to you about what happened at the theater." And he says, "No, the police, the press." "Oscar, we're not police. We're not reporters. were the specific group investigating the mystery, the one you mentioned on TV? Why did you do it, Oscar? Did you have something to do? Did it have something to do with the movies? And he's all mumbling, the movies. And he's flashing back again to the hieroglyphs. And he's looking at himself. He's all ancient secrets kept hidden from for countless centuries. Now, at long last, it is time for them to be revealed to the world. And he looks up at them. He says, do you know what happened to Solshek? What really happened? And she says, you'll tell us? Yes, I will, he says. Don't you see? It's so obvious. It's so Solomon Schick. He went home. And Ezekiel says, that figures. This was a waste of time. Cass, he's gone. All these years of spouting Schick's crazy narration finally pushed him over the edge. She says, maybe it's remembering the murder that's the problem. Let me try another tack. And she sits down next to him. Who else did Schick know, Oscar? What other friends did he have? Someone made all his burial arrangements. Who was it? And Oscar flashes back. Scientists say it would take 20,000 slaves more than 600 years to build such a pyramid. And we are flashing on the ancient pyramids of Egypt. And he's standing there in Indiana Jones garb. And says, could it all have been just to provide an eternal resting place for a long-forgotten pharaoh? And Ezekiel's all staring off into space again. Forget it, Cassandra. Wait. As they're leaving, Oscar's yelling, wait. His grave. Have you seen Schick's grave? Yes, of course. We visited it this morning after you mentioned it on TV. It's very impressive. And Ezekiel's all, come on, Cass. Hit the ventilation shaft before the guards come back. No, I mean, have you seen it lately?
What have you done for me lately?
And we're back at the grave, and it's been vandalized, and that didn't take long. They must have broken in right after we left. The ground was still soft. Perfect timing. Wrecked coffin, no body, and fur. Lots of fur. Rabbit fur, but by the looks of it. And this is the oil rig guy is down in the hole.
Rabbit fur.
Yes. What's going on here, Flynn? What's really going on? And I don't know, but Orville obviously did. He sent us here. He knew what we'd find. Okay, yours. My throat's seizing up here a little bit.
Let's see. Where did you start? Oh, what we'll find. Okay, here we go. Right, he did. So what else did he say? Well, he quoted a lot of narration from Schick's movies. Mysterious Forces, Nostradamus, Noah's Ark. He said, ancient secrets kept hidden for countless centuries. Now at long last, it's time for them to be revealed to the world. Sure, standard soul Schick feel. What else? Let's see. He said, he's gone home. Schick had an apartment in Midtown, right? Mapping it now. Good. When you got the location, have Jenkins fire us up a door. I think we're finally starting to glimpse the big picture. Now, I'd like to see the door thing. Apparently, they've got some kind of teleportation deal. So they're out in front of the Seoul Classic Film Festival in memoriam. Look at the lines for Schick's Film Fest. It's crazy. No, not crazy. Just the opposite, in fact. Almost like it was all according to plan. Schick's apartment should be right up. There it is, the penthouse. You can't miss it. Pretty impressive, I'll admit. Of course, what else would you expect from the man behind Sun Gods of the Dawn of Man? Now what? We can't just stroll in his front door. No, we can't. We cannot. Just hacked into corporate server on the company they outsource. This building security to its next level crazy. Strict no visitors, no solicitors policy, no getting through the lobby, up the stairs, or on the elevator, bleeding edge tech on every door, window, and air duct. But for you, no worries. Just let me get my stuff. That was the thief guy. Apparently he's going to air wing in. Okay. What the heck's taking him so long? It's been half an hour going to the annex and back through a door. It should be take no time at all. I mean, literally no time. Patience, he said he had some new idea he wanted to try. So they're getting colonel gets a call and says, Baird, check your display. I've got the body cam link fired up. There's one in sight, so I'm good to go. And he's on top of the Empire State Building. Nice going, Ezekiel, you got the wrong building. He says, you sure about that? The way I see it, I'm right on target. Shortest distance between two points and all that. So he's got a one of those Acme Batman suits that Wally Coyote uses. If that
looks like Kite Man.
Yeah, Kite Man. That's even more contemporary. If you haven't seen that, but basically it's a parachute, I think they call it. It's got flying squirrel wings on it. There you go, flying squirrel. That might help. That's visual. Yeah. So he jumped from the top of the Empire State Building so he can try to get on the top of that building. And he says, this way I bypass the lobby, the doorman, and the stairs. All I have to worry about is a bleeding edge security on the windows. Trust me, she'll be apples. That must be a British saying. Bob's your uncle.
Fake British words.
Yes. Now we've come to the tricky part. Give me a drink here.
Oh, big yawn. Sorry about that, guy.
That's all right. Me too. Oof, as he hits it, blah, 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 man, he's, you know, roof, snow, ice, slippery, hate these southern winters. And he's, Ezekiel, relax, he about fell, I'm on it, now just give me a second to get in, so he almost fell off, but he's good. Glasses wired, yeah, so he's doing his thing, and he's sticking on the glass, and his glass is wired with vibration-sensing monofilaments. Any movement will alert the front desk and the local police and the private security force. Can you get around it? Baird, you wound me. Of course I can. Give me a second to reroute the alert to another destination. Say to the antique phone Jenkins insists on using. Nice touch. Thanks, or what? What do you mean, or? Do you have an alternate plan? Something like that. I could just open the window. All that expensive tech isn't worth it much. Your chick never bothered to turn it on. This guy should have done more to protect this place, Finn. It's very impressive. All those Bigfoot movies brought your boy a pretty sweet lifestyle. And see, I see where this is going already. There's Ezekiel. What do you see? Is there any sign of Chick's body or any blood or fur? Yeah, there is fur, lots of it. Just like you found at the grave. It's all over, and I don't think some cute little rabbit tracked it in. There's way too much of it. And there's blood too, Flynn. Spatters of it all over the floor. Are you guys getting this? You bet we are. So they're all looking at his phone through a phone. What's the light in the background? Is somebody else in the apartment? Hang on a sec. The fur, the blood, it's all leading to this door. I'm going to check it out. Be careful. Relax. Anything goes wrong, I bail and fly out the window. You don't have your suit on, dude. You got to put the suit on first. Yes. Man,
you kind of can't go out the window without the suit.
No word, and then you see, holy crap! You see a bunch of big feet, and it looks like they're going to. And it's like, oh. So okay.
They're gonna chop up Schick's body, which it looks like they robbed from the grave.
Yeah, I'm trying to now see how crazy that security really is. To be continued. Okay, so you know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he used to be a Bigfoot. And he, the secrets. That's those secrets we were talking about. That's what I'm thinking. And the Bigfoot clan has come to rain, hate on him.
But I could be wrong.
Could be wrong. I'm going to have to read this now.
That makes sense.
Looks like they got some kind of ritual thing going on there. And, he looks kind of hairy anyway. He is a big, burly guy. But, that's a very disturbing picture. A bunch of Sasquatches with knives and rock knives and rock hatches. And he's laying on his belly. So maybe he might already be dead. Who knows? Wow.
Well, he got stabbed up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, that doesn't mean he was dead. This is a fantasy show in a comic book. So, I mean, it's even more likely. So anyway, that's it.
I get it. All right. Well, not one of my more inspired choices for our reading, but it's certainly,
that's fine. It's interesting. Yeah.
They can't all be gold.
No, they can't all be. You're right. They can't all be gold. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for indulging.
Yeah, no problem, man. So, what else is going on in the comic book world? I don't even know. I don't either.
I'm not keeping up.
I went fishing yesterday, and I haven't read barely any news at all. We had a real good time. Me and my dad and my two of the kiddos went, and we caught a bunch of fish. I even actually caught a couple. My youngest nephew caught the biggest fish. Think sucker must have been 2 or 3 pound bass. Huge. Almost as big as him.
Yum.
So, yeah, bass was crap, but it did taste all that great. But the bluegill we caught did, which is one of the best fish ever. So, it was a good day yesterday. Got way too hot, though.
We went and saw it last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay. All right, then.
Pretty good. If you like scary movies.
I don't.
Then you'd hate it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't watch it, but that's all right.
Go back to your fish. Go back to your fishing.
Oh, yes, I am. That's about it, really. Got some work to do for work. And yeah, that's a bit. Let's close this out. As always, you can send us an email to podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook page. Every once in a while, somebody asks questions and does things in there. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. And we are out.